Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ireland doesn't work on Thursday. I think Wednesday is going to be my day. Is that tomorrow?
Don't do that.
No, I'm not going to do it.
So,
why are you trying to make my life difficult?
I like that. So, real quick, I got to get this in. ESPN LA and Subaru have teamed up to recognize and award a student, scholar, athlete $2,500 in cash. For all you high school coaches and parents, nominate your kid or student who has excelled in the classroom and on the field. He or she needs to be a high school senior, have a 3.2 grade point average or higher, and be playing a sport. Go to ESPNLA.com. That's ESPNLA.com to make your nomination today. Love. It's what makes Subaru, Subaru.
That's kind of cool. 3.2 GPA and you're eligible?
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody's going to get money. That's good.
Yeah. GPAs are stupid, though. Let's
be fair. Well, I would just take easier classes.
I got so worked up over grades when I was a kid.
I always tell people that. You know, if I had to do over again, I would worry less about my GPA.
Yeah, I mean, get a 3.2 GPA.
I needed a 2.5 to play soccer, and I kept it at 2.8 or whatever.
Oh, so you kept it just above. Bergman, how about you?
I mean, it stayed right around a 3.
My GPA in high school, 3.8.
3.8?
My GPA in college, 2.8.
Yeah, I didn't make it through the college portion.
Okay, so my GPA in high school, because they had honors classes and all that stuff, 1B. My grades at Bowling Green, 1B. I got 2 Bs in my life. The rest of them were A's.
Spanish classes, A's.
Spanish classes, A's. Still cannot hablo. Cannot hablo to save my life. So it's Truthy Day. Truth Tuesday. So we were talking. Actually, let me play this again because we were talking about the Lakers and Anthony. Of course, Lakers lost last night. Here's Bill Simmons on Anthony Davis.
There's some buzz. Just some buzzing that AD might be available, that's a plan B because the Westbrook trade or whatever they think they could get for Westbrook and whether you'd want to give up future assets, maybe that doesn't even make sense because where are you getting if you're the Lakers? You got Davis here, who I don't think has looked the same for a couple years. Certainly not close to Bubble Davis. That's the last time we saw like vintage 2018 Pelicans level Davis. This year he's on the books for 37.9. Next year, 40.6. Player option, 2025, 43.2. I don't know what the end game is with this Lakers team, but I know the Pelicans have their pick. And I don't think whatever they have, I don't think it's really fixable in a way to make them a playoff team.
In the interest of truth, I've been saying this for a year, trade AD. You know, it is, let's get real. 2-8. Unlikely to make the playoffs right now. Unlikely to make the playoffs. They just don't look good. Not playing defense. Last night was an example. Not shooting well. It's not a team constructed with shooters. You should try to get a single really good rotation player and draft picks out of AD.
Well, if you do it, you probably lend yourself into a rebuild while LeBron's on your team. So then you go to LeBron and you say, okay, are you up for a rebuild? You probably have 2 years left in your career. And he would probably say no. And then you lose LeBron. So are you ready to go full rebuild? Like Travis is. Travis wants to go full.
Well,
the reason I wouldn't trade LeBron or AD is the second you do, you...
Star-driven effing town?
Well, that and the second you do, you commit to a rebuild.
Lakers got to go through a rebuild.
Well,
Well,
when's the last time they went through a full rebuild? Probably when Kobe left.
Right. We had that 5 or 6 years of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we know what
around.
That looks like.
Yeah.
The Byron Scott
years. Well, we know it's going to be bad. Everyone knows a rebuild's going to be bad.
Yeah.
I'm of the belief that you probably have to get bad in order to get better.
You're giving up on LeBron with probably 2-3 years left.
Why can't I... Okay, so let me pull up. Let me pull up some of these trades that have been suggested with AD. I think this is the kind of deal that would potentially work and potentially make sense. This is from Bleacher Report. They've got three possible trades for AD. One of them is trade him to the Bulls, and you get in return Zach LaVine, Patrick Williams, Goran Dragic, and a 2023 first-round pick via Portland from the Bulls for Anthony Davis.
You would do that deal?
I would.
I think the minute you do it, you better know what LeBron's going to do.
Well, he's probably going to ask out.
Okay. So then what's your team?
Build around Zach LaVine.
How's that
and
work?
Go into the draft.
How's that worked? How has that worked in his career? And I love Zach LaVine. He, you know, UCLA guy. He was in Minnesota. He's in Chicago. Has never even made a conference finals.
But you're acting like we have something good here. We don't have anything good here. We don't have light at the end of the tunnel. Rob Pelinka put together a really bad team. Okay, it's Truthy Tuesday. Rob Pelinka put together a bad team, a team that cannot shoot.
Right.
This is the hand that we've been dealt. I don't understand, since it's Truth Day, why Genie gave Rob an extension.
Okay.
Based on what?
I think most of this is based on 2020.
Well, that, I mean, 2020, you know, at some point.
Yeah, but what point? So 2 years removed, you're ready to blow the whole thing up. I mean, literally, they want
to blow it up. He blows it up every year. We don't have anybody left from that 2020
right.
team. Do we have anybody left? We have LeBron and AD, and that's it.
Right.
It was blown up, and it was blown up again after that.
Right, because LeBron and AD are why you won the title in 2020. So you know if you surround LeBron and AD with the right people that you can win the title. But
well, look at the guy that's assembling the people around LeBron and AD. It's same, not right.
Same guy who did it in 2020.
But can't do it. Hasn't done it in two straight years.
Right, but that doesn't mean he can't.
We're in the can. We were 16 games under 500 last year. We're already 2-8 this year. I mean, if we're telling
so if
the
I
truth.
Gave, okay, if I gave you control of the franchise, what would you do?
I would trade AD. I'd wait to see what LeBron did. And if he wanted traded, I would trade him too.
And then just commit to 5 years of building it up.
Yes.
I don't think Laker fans would tolerate that.
You'd be surprised.
I don't think. But it may be what it comes to.
Right.
You don't know.
Bergman, what do you think?
See, I don't. I'm kind of with
Tell
you.
The
getting
truth.
There. I am telling the truth. I'm getting there at this point because I love Anthony Davis, and I think that he has a lot that he offers, but he just falls apart in the second half. And we've been talking about it for a long time that he falls apart in the fourth quarter when you really need him the most. If you do trade Anthony Davis, you have to get a lot back. I don't really like the Zach LaVine trade for exactly what John was saying. He's never done it by himself, and it doesn't work. And he's a Bruin. I love him too.
But
you cannot trade LeBron in this season. You cannot move LeBron until the summer. This coming
even
summer.
Even if he says, go
not,
ahead?
He is not
right?
able to be.
So he'd have to finish out the year no matter what?
He has a no trade, he can waive it.
No, it's not a no trade. It's because of the extension that he signed, he cannot be moved until the summer. I'm 95% sure about that.
Well, this year is going to be a year of figuring things out. So they've got to decide, do you move those two picks? Do you just realize, hey, Russ is coming off the books next year. Let's just take the
figure.
You've made that argument. So you would.
I don't believe we are going to be a playoff team.
Okay,
this year.
So if that's the case,
yep.
If that's your core belief,
that is.
Why not just sit tight and use the $47 million in cap space next year and see if you can get somebody big to come?
Because as you have pointed out, and as you look at the list, there's nobody really great out there next
year. But somebody
year.
Could force a trade. Every look at this year.
Somebody could, but I mean
Donovan Mitchell got traded. Rudy Gobert got traded. Year before, DeMar DeRozan got traded. Year before that, Anthony Davis got traded. Just because they're not free agents doesn't mean somebody couldn't force a trade. And so it'd be a matter of who would do it.
Okay, let me throw another one at you. This is again, let me just give this guy credit. This is somebody named Grant Hughes, okay? He's just compiling stuff. He's a compiler of things. So here is trade number two. Lakers receive R.J. Barrett, Mitchell Robinson, Obi Toppin, Quentin Grimes, 2023 first-round pick, protected 2023 first-round picks via Detroit, Washington, Dallas. So apparently it's a 2023 pick swap and a 2025 first-rounder for Anthony Davis.
All right, so then you basically make the Lakers Knicks West.
Correct.
And how have they done?
With draft pick, with first round draft picks in 23, 25, 27, 29.
I'm not saying I wouldn't consider it. I would, but how have the Knicks done?
Not very good.
Yeah. So you're buying that to sell to your fans, which is hard.
Right, but I think fans are smarter than this. I mean, no fan is
looking
at...
You think fans want to sign up to lose for 4 years?
No, I don't think any fan's looking at this and say, right now we're losing for 1 year.
Right.
Like to tell the truth, finally, it's starting to show, 20 years is starting to show on LeBron. You can make the argument he's past the peak of the mountain and coming down the other side.
Right, but isn't he still way better than almost everybody
still
else?
Still way better, but yeah. Get what you can while you can get it. I mean, I honestly don't think this is a playoff. I mean, I know I said this yesterday, and I still believe. I just don't think this thing is going anywhere. I wouldn't, and you're like, okay, get this guy, get that guy, add a shooter here, add a shooter.
I think it's really about what's going on further. So, Mason, like, let's say everything stays as it is and you have the $47 million from Russell Westbrook next summer, do you think they can do anything that will bring somebody in or two people in that will make this a playoff team? Because I don't.
I said all along that I think a healthy LeBron and a healthy AD is a threat. It's no longer a threat.
It's not anymore. It's especially not a 40-year-old LeBron, as much as he's the most amazing cyborg that there is, it's not the same thing he was when he was 35, 34 years old. Anthony Davis is a guy that falls apart in the second half, cannot be the number one. We've seen it happen time and time again that he can't do it. So if you think next year that they won't be better, then it's time to move on.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And I think fans are much more willing to entertain the notion. I hate using that word notion. Entertain the notion of a rebuild right now, because what we've got right now isn't working. Do we want to take calls or we just want to stick and move here? Stick and move?
I think stick and move.
Stick
is
and
the right
move.
Choice there.
I don't even know what that's an expression of.
Stick and move.
Stick and move. All right, John. I got again, in the interest of truth, I've got a question for you coming up next.
All right, good.
We will do that. And Aaron Rodgers on time. He talked about time.
Uh-oh, is he getting all like...
Woo-a. He's getting all
ayahuasca.
Woo-a. Yeah,
one surreal, of
those things. Dude, okay. Yeah. All right, so Aaron Rodgers on time. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
P.S. No Ireland. Yeah, we do it. No, you said we were talking. We're being very truthful today.
Yes.
John's not
feeling
well.
Today of honesty.
247th Marine Corps birthday and Veterans Day bash at Bastards Canteen in Downey on Thursday. Ireland will be replaced by Andy Kamenetsky.
Love it.
See
You've been
happens?
Replaced.
See
You've
what
been
happens
replaced.
When you start telling the truth?
Look, good things happen when you're honest.
Yes. Yes. So here's a question. They named the sexiest man in the world. Oh.
Are you mad it's not you?
Somebody on Twitter said I'm tied for second with everybody else.
Yeah, I guess that's a bit. Who There's, won?
It was Chris Evans.
Okay.
Very nice looking guy. Nice guy.
Yeah.
So here's the question. On a scale of 1 to 2, one to two.
1 to 2.
On a scale of
I'll
one
say
to
two. One.
Ooh, on a, two.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how sexy do you think you are? Honesty Day.
Okay. 11.5.
Yeah.
We're saying Honesty Day here, John.
Honesty
Come on now.
Day, John.
Okay, I think this is directly relative to where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when I was in Monroe, Louisiana, and Beaumont, Texas, I was a solid 8.
Yeah.
In L.A., more like a 6.
More like a 6? Yeah. You think you're a 6?
6 here.
Okay.
8 there.
Honesty Day?
Yeah.
You are below a 6.
What do you think I am?
4.5.
No, I'm above average.
See, there's a difference between sexy and good looking, though.
Right. Sexy is
it's not about what you look
looking.
Like. It's
right.
whether you're sexy or not.
Right. Bergman, what are you on the sexy scale?
On the
scale,
sexy scale? Yeah. Probably like a 5.5.
Yeah, I think that's about right. Jorge, what about you?
Yeah, 5.5.
Yeah, I give myself a 4. I mean, I'm just being honest.
I got a 6-pack right here. Of Modelo's, not.
I love how you stood up and they all looked at you like, oh, are you going to show?
Yeah. By the way, Jorge, you at one point were like super lean and super P90X yourself.
Those were the days.
Those were the days.
And now, exactly. And now what happened? You're a little pudgy.
Yeah, now I'm walking around.
What happened?
Chasing a 4-year-old.
Life happened. Yeah. Once you have kids, it all changes.
Yeah. So did you see this? Elon Musk, who's like a Batman villain right now. Lex Luthor.
I'm Batman.
Superman villain.
Yeah, he is kind of being portrayed that way, isn't he?
He says next week he starts taking away the check marks.
Good.
Right after Election Day,
I don't
think
care
he
about
says,
it, my
you've
check
got,
mark.
You have to have paid for your check mark by like next Thursday or something. Or
yeah, there's a time limit.
It. They're just, boom, gone.
Right.
So now he's talking about putting Twitter behind a paywall. Now, what the hell? I mean, Twitter is going to go away if you put it behind a paywall. Do you think anybody will pay for Twitter?
How much?
Let's just say it's $5 a month.
I would pay $5 a month.
I would not. I would not. Screw that.
No way.
I'm not paying that guy. I mean, honestly, he's destroying that thing. And I noticed that Jack Dorsey, the guy who invented Twitter,
right,
is starting a brand new social media app called, let's see, it's called Blue Sky Social. Blue Sky Social.
So maybe that's the answer.
Maybe that's the answer.
Yeah.
I would join a new one, right? But I'm not going to pay for the old one. I just think this is, and what's it going to do to reporting and, you know, people that write for The Athletic and people that write for ESPN and all that stuff. If Twitter dies, what happens to the media in general and sports media in specifically?
Twitter's a great tool if you work in sports media.
Yeah.
But like you just pointed out, something else would replace it.
Yeah.
We would figure out a way to live without. We lived without Twitter before. We would figure out a way to live without Twitter after.
Right.
And I think if Elon Musk takes for granted that everybody would pay. I wouldn't pay $5 a month for it because I can afford it. But I think you're right. I think most people wouldn't.
Yeah, I
wouldn't pay anything for a blue check.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm paying zero for a blue check. Take my blue check, you a-hole.
Wait, how much is a blue check? $8?
$8 a month.
So that's what, 12 to have Twitter and a blue check?
Yeah, so then, and $5 plus subscribing to, all of a sudden, you're $13 a month for a blue check and Twitter. The blue check, I think it's just going to go away.
All right, so did you guys see this? That you can. What do we pay for Netflix now?
$19.95, $14.95,
something in there. Some between $15-$20 a month, right?
Yep.
Netflix with ads is rolling out in the next month or so, $6.99 a month. So you basically get that bill chopped to about a third of what you pay now.
Right.
But you're going to have ads. Jorge, in or out?
In.
You'd rather pay less and have ads. Yeah. Greg, how about you?
There's zero chance. I have Peacock and I have it with ads. It's so frustrating because in the middle of a show, it'll just go to an ad and it's
to
like 45
it's like
to a minute
TV.
Of ads. Yeah, it's like regular
so
TV.
So to you,
no.
It's worth paying the few extra bucks to have
I'm
no ads.
I'm paying for the extra ads.
I think I'm with you.
I'm with you guys. I am not going to
pay for
the level.
Well, Jorge, they're split. They're different.
But here's the thing. I understand why people would buy Netflix. I mean, we're part of the few that you know don't have to worry about this stuff, but I mean, $17 a month or whatever it is a lot of friggin' money, and $6.99 is a much better deal. By the way, I think Netflix is super overrated anyway. I'm trying to think of a show that I watch on Netflix. Can anybody think of a show they watch on Netflix?
I've been watching a lot of Netflix lately.
Have you? Like what?
I watched on the flight to Utah. I watched the Redeem Team. I thought that was really good.
Oh,
that
right?
was
so
that
was good.
A great documentary.
Yeah. It was amazing.
That was a great documentary.
I started watching a show about a lawyer called Partner Track that's pretty good.
But I
like legal shows.
I started watching New Girl. You usually like that.
New Girl is great.
It's fantastic.
Never saw an episode of New Girl.
I just started rewatching it.
I always thought that Deschanel girl was annoying.
I'm a season in
Bergman.
Already. Yeah.
Oh, it's Truth Day. I always thought that Deschanel girl was annoying.
Bergman, you've got to find, just go on the internet and Google it. 1 year, new girl, was given the post Super Bowl slot. Okay? Okay. So it came on right after Super Bowl, so it was a 1 hour episode. And the name of the episode is Prince. And basically the gist of it is Zooey Deschanel and that model best friend of hers.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Get invited to a party at Prince's house.
Mm.
And Prince is in it. And
he's in the episode?
He's in it, and he's fantastic.
Oh, wow.
He's a good actor.
And he makes fun of everything about himself. And Clayton Kershaw's got a cameo in it.
Nice.
Watch the Prince episode. You'll laugh your ass off. It's great.
I'm sure I'll get there because it's a great show. And honestly, Mace, you're totally missing out on it. They do a really good job.
She annoys me.
Yeah.
I mean, she's annoying on purpose.
That just show flat was out. Basically Friends 15 yeah. years after Friends.
Yes. It's the exact same deal.
I don't think Friends holds up either.
Well, Friends doesn't hold up, but this does.
You agree Friends doesn't hold up?
No, I watch Friends all the time.
Friends does not hold up.
Friends is a good fall asleep tube show. Like if I'm on the road in a hotel,
it's not a good sign.
Put it on, boom.
You think that's a good sign? No. I fall asleep to the show?
Well, I've seen every episode. So
when
Friends, Seinfeld, both great for that.
Juan puts on Law & Order every night and goes to sleep to Law & Order. I'm like, you never saw Crime Solved. He goes to sleep after the dead body is found, but before Sam Waterston figures it out.
Yeah, but you can always go back and just Google it if you're curious.
Who killed? Yeah, exactly.
Two and a Half Men, also very good to fall asleep to.
Never watched Two and a Half Men.
Oh, that you're missing out. That was a great show.
Although, met Charlie Sheen, fantastic guy. He was at Steve Edwards' birthday party on Channel 11. Charlie Sheen randomly was there and was a super nice guy.
He's the Ashton Kutcher year or two of Two and a Half Men is no good. The
right.
Charlie Sheen years are great.
But Sheen was like off the deep end totally.
Well, probably still is.
Yeah, probably still
Two and a Half Men was great.
What's that, Jorge?
What did he say? What was his catchphrase? Winning.
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 Oh, Lindsay's there.
Hey.
Hi, Lindsay.
Let's tell some
truth. Hey, Brian.
What's your truth? Go ahead. Hey, you need to be truthful now. It's a very truthy day.
It's a very truthy day.
Lindsay was at the Cavs game the other day.
Oh, were you, Lynch?
Yeah.
You were at the Cavs game?
Watching the young new look Cavs thump the Lakers.
Yeah. So it's truth day, Lindsay. We're only telling the truth. So here goes. You ready? Mm-hmm. I felt like you and I had sort of run our course, and that's why we made a producer switch. You knew that though, right?
No comment.
No, truthy day.
No, truthy day. Let her rip.
But I think it's worked out good for
both
sides.
It's worked out great for everybody, right? It freshened up everybody.
For a long time, you didn't want her to know that you were the reason.
Correct. And now I'm...
Oh, I knew. I knew. I mean, I knew.
She always knew. She always knew.
Come on, can you like hide anything from anyone around here?
Yeah, it's true. Everybody says everything on the air all the time.
Yeah, that's true. So like that wheel of questions I asked, around here, everybody just says what pops
mostly,
into their head
most
of the time anyway.
Yeah.
I don't believe Cappy self-edits himself.
No, that would be true.
I believe he just says he does say the first thing that pops into his head.
Which is why he's good.
Yeah, exactly. It's what makes it fun. Okay, let's do this. Ireland, you know who I'm tired of? And I'm glad that this Mattress Mac guy went away. And, you know,
he went away with $75 million.
Take your effing money and go away. And on top of that, how do you make that much money selling mattresses? Did I miss something? Is he like the Larry... Who's our mattress guy in L.A.? We looked at...
Your mattress is free.
Your mattress is free.
Larry Miller.
Larry Miller. Is he like the Larry Miller of Houston? Is that what his deal is?
Yeah, pretty much.
And how did he make enough money to make a $10 million bet?
He's a professional sports gambler on the side.
He's not a mattress king?
He is.
Yeah?
He takes the money he makes in the mattress world and gambles it all the time.
So here's the thing about him. He loses more than he wins.
Well, I'm sure that's true with most gamblers, right? If you're getting 50% of your bets, you're like a pro, right?
Now, he is up $47 million.
Well, that means he's winning a lot.
Yeah, he's lost a bunch of bets, then he won $75 million on the Astros. But I think you're a jackass if you bet that much money.
I just don't have that much money to bet.
It's no respect. You're not respecting money.
Show some respect. I would be... One thing I've learned from Mythical Money...
Yep.
Or just playing fantasy football, or I'm in this confidence pool now.
Yes.
Right when you think you know something, you don't. I'll never have a gambling problem because I
even when it's
feel,
on your phone.
Okay, so like this weekend,
yep.
There's a couple of games I feel like are absolute locks
in the NFL.
Yeah, one of them. Let me pull up so I know exactly.
Is
what
this
it is.
For your confidence pool? You're doing this?
No, I will do this. I'll make a bet right now for Mythical Money, and I feel like I've got it, but I guarantee you, I probably won't. I mean, every time I think,
is it a parlay?
Yeah, it's going to be a part.
Then you lost.
Okay. But
sucker bet.
Yeah. Every time I do this, I think there's no way I could be wrong about this. And then I turn out to, okay, here's one. Seahawks are playing the Buccaneers in Germany.
Right.
The Buccaneers are terrible.
Right.
The Seahawks are good.
Yeah.
The Bucs are favored by 2.5.
I wouldn't bet against the Bucs.
I would. I'm going to right
Brady's,
now.
I saw Tom Brady on TV acting like, yeah, see, we got
right,
there.
So I'll take
to never touch run. That game. Right. Nothing overseas.
Yeah, I don't bet anything in Germany. No.
So I'll take Seattle and the points. Okay.
Okay.
Here's.
What are the points?
I get 2.5. Okay.
Seattle plus 2.5. Got it.
Yeah. So here's another one. Texans at the Giants. The Texans are not good. The Giants are a 6.5-point favorite. Giants are going to win that game by a touchdown.
They're coming off a bye, too.
Right. Throw the Giants into this parlay. So that's two teams in my parlay. Okay? Another one.
It's -6.5?
Yeah, Giants -6.5.
Browns at the Dolphins. The Dolphins are good. Browns are not. They still don't have Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Give me the Dolphins. I got to give 3.5. All right.
So now are you a Tua believer? You were a Tua denier for a long time.
No, I'm in on Tua. I think Tua knows where he's and he's got the two best wide receivers that are on the same team. Yes.
They haven't lost a game with Tua as a starter this year.
And then
how much are you putting in on this?
I'll bet $5,000.
Okay.
And then my fourth team.
Oh, a 4-team parlay. You're a dumb.
Okay. Raiders at home.
Oh, don't do it.
I am.
Oh, this is a terrible game.
You see who they're playing?
The other three are probably better.
You're betting against Jeff Saturday?
I am.
Coach Saturday?
I am betting against that grease fire that is the Colts, and I only have to give 6.5. So those are my four teams.
6.5? You're giving 6.5 to the Raiders. I'm a Raider fan.
No, I'm giving 6.5 to the Colts.
He's laying 6.5 against the Colts.
So that
Raiders -6.5.
4-team parlay, $5,000 plays 11-1. Pay me my $55,000 right now. You might as well just put it
in
my
account. Take it out right now because that's losing.
Parlay is
you might win the first three. You're losing the Raiders.
I also think the 49ers will probably beat the Chargers by more than 7, but that's a lot of points.
Yeah, I think probably you go 2-for-4.
All right, let's see.
2-for-4. What do you think,
Gordon? Let's see.
Yeah, I mean, I don't trust any of these. I think you'll win the Giants.
Yeah.
I think you'll win the Giants. Miami, you could win.
$55,000. Put it in.
You're losing Las Vegas.
$55,000.
And Seattle's a coin flip.
Easy money. Bring it on.
You know, I was thinking of this the other day. What I really want for Christmas, more Mythical Money. I only have $3,000 Mythical Dollars.
$5,000 Mythical Dollars.
Yeah, you won a bet from me the other day.
That's all I've got left is $5,000 Mythical Dollars. So I'm going to have to make that last for a whole year. All right. Coming up next for you. Oh, my God, you people.
Bundle
here.
What?
They just keep saying bundle.
That's what they were doing with me in Toyota.
Bundle.
Bundle here.
Yeah, bundle here. Okay. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Reminder, we will be live, and when I say we, I mean us, not John. The 247th Marine Corps Birthday and Veterans Day Bash on 11045 Downey Avenue, Downey, California, at Bastards Canteen, an association with Save the Brave, proudly presenting the Birthday and Veterans Day Bash, and we will be broadcasting live there. We'll be broadcasting live there. There's a lot of information here.
I told you didn't have to read all of it.
Okay, good. Good, I won't. But it's going to be fun. Do we have a gag for this? Are we doing a gag?
No, we're not. We're not shaving eyebrows this time.
Is that where we did that?
That
before?
Is where we did. Okay. It. Yeah. Bastards Canteen on Thursday. Want to see you guys. We don't get out that often, so definitely want to see you guys out there. All right. So Aaron Rodgers, he of the ayahuasca fame.
I'm low key faded, bro.
So he was talking about time, John.
You want to get high?
Time.
Okay.
Here's what he said about time. And can I say up front, I agree with him.
Okay.
Timing, on a wider scale, to me, is fascinating. Because if you trust the universal signs and synchronicities, then divine timing is always going to work out as it should. It's very difficult to trust that at times because we all want to control our destiny and our fate and have things happen exactly the way we want them to happen. What's the importance of keeping time and timing in your life? The majority of the time when we look back on our lives, we can see that either things weren't aligned or the divine timing wasn't right in those moments for things to come together. You have to trust in the signs and the synchronicities in life and trust the timing is going to be right for things to happen the right way.
Okay, so let's apply his theory to the Lakers.
Okay. Yep.
Using his theory, you could say that the timing for the Lakers to make a run this year probably isn't there.
Yes.
But it doesn't mean that it won't be there a year from now. Right? According to Aaron Rodgers' theory.
In other words, yeah. So if the divine timing's not right, you wait until there's synchronicity, and then you're able to...
With your $47 million in cap space.
Correct, with your $47 million.
Do a little syncing up, if you know what I mean.
Is he just, like, stoned out at that point? I mean, he's talking about time. Synchronicities, divine synchronicities.
I don't know why you agree with him.
I do.
Not that long ago, you were like, oh, I can't stand Aaron Rodgers. He's the worst.
There's a lot of stuff I don't like about him. But this particular thing, I do believe.
I just heard a bunch of gibberish, is what I heard.
Well, that's because you are not reading the universal signs and synchronicity. It's what you've got to do.
And by the way, Sedano said for Russell Westbrook's contract next year, he said that it's actually less. It's not 47. It'll be 34 to 35.
Oh, for God's sake. Now we have
less money.
Well, it's because the Lakers are, I think what he's making reference to, it's because the Lakers are over the cap. His contract is worth 47, but because they're over the cap, they're only going to have 34, 35 million in cap space, which is fine.
But that doesn't even get you a max player.
You're not getting two guys.
Depends. Depends on who wants to come.
Can you get a max player for $35 million?
Well, it depends. Who wants to be here? Like, if somebody wants to come play with LeBron, like Kyrie would take it. But
he'll take anything. He'll take a dollar.
Right. But would somebody? You know, remember when Gary Payton and Karl Malone came to the Lakers? They came for the minimum.
Right.
You know, so
do you think LeBron is? See, I don't think LeBron's that guy anymore. I mean, he's not that guy. He's great and he's spectacular and he's unbelievably fun to watch. But he's also in his 20th season at age 38.
Right, but you admit $35 million in cap space is better than zero in cap space, which is what you have now.
Definitely better.
Yeah, so it's going to give you some more options. At what time today will you start paying attention to election results? In other words...
I don't follow it, John.
In other words, it would be too early to panic one way or the other at 2:30 in the afternoon. Because it could, you know, like, what do they say? 1-2% of the precincts have been counted?
Right.
At what percentage of precincts have been counted do you say, okay, that's a win?
100.
You wait until, like, that could be 2 weeks from now.
I think it's going to be 2 weeks from now.
You think it's going to be one of those types of elections?
I think it's like
drags
one of those.
We won't have a lot of answers tonight.
I don't think so. Huh. But I don't follow it that closely, so I don't know.
Yeah, I have a big text chain that would indicate opposite. of the last time we had an election.
So it is, I actually am curious to see. Do you know, Jorge, who David Muir is? No.
No.
You don't?
Bergman, do you know who David Muir is?
Jorge, do you know who Lester Holt is?
No.
I know Lester Holt.
Do you know who John Dickerson is?
Sounds familiar, but I will say no.
Do you know who Norah O'Donnell is?
No.
Okay, those are all the network news anchors.
Okay. Yeah.
That just goes to show you how things have changed.
Yeah.
Bergman, David Muir's birthday. Do you ever watch network news?
No, I don't. I don't.
Do you realize that David Muir, who I see, I'm not like a religious David Muir watcher, but when I watch a show, I think it's really good. Oftentimes, that is the number one rated network show in a day.
Right.
David Muir beats all those Dick Wolf, FBI, yeah. Law and Order, The
and
Rookie,
and
all those things.
NBC and CBS
exactly.
And CNN.
Beats all those. Yeah. It beats all those. So why do you think it works so well? You've seen it. Why do you think David Muir works so well?
For whatever reason, NBC, because they own MSNBC,
right,
is looked at as left-leaning and not honest. Fox, obviously, is looked at as right-wing and not honest.
Right.
For whatever reason, ABC has been able to stay in the middle of the fairway.
It's because they don't really have a cable news operation.
Right. And CBS, I think, is looked at as kind of the old guard.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it left David Muir a pretty wide swath of the country that just wanted to be just the facts.
Right, right.
And I think that's what he's got.
Yeah, I think
people don't trust Chuck Todd, for example, because they think he leans too far left, and people don't trust Tucker Carlson because they think he leans too far right.
Right.
But David Muir doesn't, I don't even know.
I don't know his politics.
I don't even know if he's a Republican or a Democrat.
I think that's the objective. It used to be that talk show hosts, you wouldn't know. Like, you never knew who Carson voted for, Johnny
right.
Carson.
Never talked about it.
Never talked about who he voted for, never took part in partisan politics, and did jokes that made sport of both sides.
Right.
So you never knew. He was like, you could have a consensus. You know who else? Leno never took sides in politics.
Somebody sent me a great Carson clip the other day. He had Frank Abagnale on. Do you know who that is?
Sounds familiar.
Catch Me If You Can.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
DiCaprio played him.
The real guy. Yeah.
In Catch Me If You Can. He was a professional con man.
Yes.
He basically forged checks and made up false things. So somebody sent me a clip the other day that Carson had him on, and he said, have you ever used this skill of yours for, you know, you've obviously made a lot of money, but have you ever used it in a practical way? And Abagnale goes, yeah. He goes, so one time I was forging checks in Miami, and I showed up in a Rolls Royce, and I was 21 years old, and I was made up this completely fake persona, and I was at the Fontainebleau Hotel.
Fontainebleau.
And some guy walked up to me, and he said, hey, I work for the mayor, and the mayor's having a big party at his house tonight. Do you want to come? And so he said, sure. So he goes there, and he meets this girl, and somebody tips him off and says, hey, be careful. If you try and go home with that girl, it's going to cost you a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
She's a professional. So he said, okay, thanks for telling me. So he walks up to her. He goes, how much would it cost to have you come back with me to my room for the night? And she goes, well, how much do you think I cost? He goes, I don't know, $300? She goes, nah, not enough. He goes, well, how about if I double it and make it $600? And she goes, oh, you're getting in the ballpark. He goes, all right, how about this? I'll give you $1,000, but we go to your place, not mine. And she goes, okay, for $1,000, you're on. And they leave.
Right.
And they go to her place. And he says, they get to her place, and they're getting ready to go inside. And he said, he goes, wait right here. She was at a hotel.
Yeah.
And he says, wait right here. She goes, where are you going? He goes, I'm going down to cash. I have a cashier's check right here.
Oh, God, a cashier's check.
I have a cashier's check for $1,400.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go down and cash it and give you $1,000.
Right.
And she goes, well, if it's a cashier's check, why don't you just give me the check? And he said, well, I could, but then you'd have to pay me $400 because we already negotiated a $1,000 price.
Oh, God.
So he goes, okay, here's the check. She gives him $400.
Oh.
So in essence, he hooked the hooker.
Wow. Wow. What a, that was a rough deal right there.
He had a fake cashier's check and he got $400 and the hooker.
That's very clever. That's very clever.
All right. Political by Johnny Carson.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next for you, Bobcat. We're going to do some Bobcat. Bergman's got some stuff. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Thanks, Chris and Amanda. Well, first of all, we had to reset the YouTube stream because the internet is becoming an issue with all this rain.
Oh, no.
But so YouTube.com/ESPNLA.
Did we fill it up and that's why they had to reboot it?
Yeah, it was too many people.
Too many people.
There were way too many people.
Yeah. Got it. Good.
But there's a guy named Ryan Terrell, and he is now a part of the Motor City Crews for the NBA G League.
Okay.
So listen to what the announcers had to say about him.
Big in this one. They're down by 24 points. What's happening?
This is the professional debut for Ryan Terrell. He's trying to be the first ever Orthodox Jew to play in the NBA. He's got the branded yarmulke to do it. And a large contingent in this crowd are happy to see him in. This guy can ball too. Amongst all levels of collegiate basketball last year, he led the country in scoring.
So the question is, I mean, as an Orthodox Jewish is very difficult, where they celebrate Shabbat, they cannot do anything on Friday nights.
Right. Yes.
Can you be in the NBA and never play a Friday night game?
Didn't Sandy Koufax practice pretty serious Orthodox Judaism?
Did he set out a game?
Well, he didn't pitch on a Friday.
He didn't pitch on either Yom Kippur or Rosh Hashanah.
Right, but you can move around that. If you're an NBA player, let's say if he becomes a great NBA player, can he play and not play on Fridays?
No. The answer is no. I mean, can you be a rotation player on an NBA team knowing that you can't play on Fridays or you can't count on that guy for Friday? This is just a reality of being an Orthodox Jew, right?
You would probably have to make accommodations. I mean, in other words, you're going to have big games on Friday nights. You're going to playoff games on Friday nights.
Can play every other night of the week, just not Fridays.
Yeah, it'd be hard. I'm not going to say it's impossible,
if
but
he's
it'd be
great,
hard.
If he's great, that would be one thing. I don't know.
Sundown to sundown, so like the Saturday game has to be at night.
Well, you could play the Saturday. We couldn't play a Saturday day game.
I remember
game, right?
For years, Greg, and I'm going to screw it up, but there was some type of situation where in the Church of Latter-day Saints, Sunday day is a holy time, and the Jazz for years were not assigned any Sunday day games. They just because Larry Miller, their owner, said no fans will show up. So they basically had them play on Saturday nights or Monday nights or whatever, and then eventually they kind of dealt with it, and now if they have a Sunday playoff game, they make it work. But you can work a little bit around it. I'm rooting for that guy. Good for him.
Yeah, no, I am too. I'm trying to remember, isn't it Hakeem Olajuwon, I think?
Michael just sent me a note. Religious management, sure you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hakeem Olajuwon celebrated Ramadan, and he still played, but it was a period of fasting. But he still went out and played. And there are people in that boat, too. But, yeah, I mean, I think you could make an accommodation for this guy. I think you could. I mean, if the talent is there, the talent is there.
I mean, I don't know what division. He was probably in Division III, but he was the leading scorer in all of the...
Now, you're a secular Jew,
yes,
right?
Yes, very much so. I did not... Once I got my bar mitzvah, I never went back to temple.
But you did have your bar mitzvah?
I did have my bar mitzvah, yes. I was actually forced to have my bar mitzvah. We're having truth
and
today,
that's
right?
Not uncommon,
not
right?
Yeah, I did not want to do it. Yeah. I did not at all, and I still had to do it, and I'm glad that I did, but it was, I mean...
So, Greg, I've told you this story, that I have a friend that I used to set him up with a lot of Lisa's friends, good-looking guy, and then these girls would go out with him.
Did you ever set up Bergman with any of these women?
Not yet, but we're looking for an heiress.
Should.
And so... A few of these girls fell kind of hard for him, and I went, hey, that girl really likes you, just so you know. He goes, yeah, I got to break up with her. And I'm like, why? He goes, my parents will never let me marry someone who isn't Jewish.
Oh, my parents don't care.
And I said, is that a thing? He goes, more than you know. Mm-hmm. So that is that a thing?
Not for me. My mom is engaged to a man that's Christian. My dad is married to a non-Jewish
woman. So it just depends
woman.
On the family, I guess.
I didn't marry Jewish.
It depends if you're an Orthodox Jew, that would certainly be the case.
Oh, absolutely.
If you're a secular Jew, not everybody follows.
I mean, there's some Jewish families that will not like it. and they will probably, they might even disown you over it. But at the same time, it doesn't happen as much as you would think anymore. But you do get along better with other Jews a lot of times, just because I don't know why it is. You just have the same mentality. It's a thing.
All right.
Bobcat.
All right, not yet, Jorge.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, Jorge, hold your horses.
Sylvester Stallone has been in every Rocky and Creed movie there is so far.
Yes.
Well, he won't be in Creed 3. Which kind of surprised me, and said that they are going in a completely different direction.
Is Michael B. Jordan in Creed?
Yes. Okay. Yes, he is. Do you think this is good or bad for the franchise?
I don't think it matters.
Well, I mean, Stallone is kind of the guy, right? If you've got a chance to have Stallone, and what they're doing is they're repeating. So I think the idea is that Michael B. Jordan plays Creed, Adonis Creed, and then the other guy plays Victor Drago. So it's Drago's son versus Apollo Creed's son.
Well, wait, that was Creed. That was a plot of Creed 2.
It looks like it's a rematch. They're both in it. Okay. It's directed by Michael B. Jordan. But yeah, and it seems like you would traditionally have Sly Stallone in a Rocky movie. Even though, like, I even liked that one that was kind of boring.
Balboa?
Rocky Balboa. I even liked that one that was kind of boring.
What was the guy's name? It was can't think of the guy that he was. It was the kid that he fought with. Like, he trained him.
He trained him,
and then
right.
he had to fight him at the end.
Yeah, yeah. I guess you want Sly Stallone. I mean, I'll watch it. The Creed movies have been fantastic. I mean, they stand alone, right? They don't necessarily have to do with the old Rocky series. So yeah, I'm okay with it.
You're okay with it, John?
Yeah.
How old is Stallone?
Yeah, I mean, at some point you got to move on to it. If it's a boxing movie and he can't box anymore, why not? Move on to somebody else.
Stallone is 76 years old.
Yeah, you don't need to have him in there.
76. When I was like, let's see, that movie came out, the original Rocky came out, I think, in 76 or 77.
Yeah, sounds right.
So that would have made me 11 or 12. And remember he did those push-ups where he'd clap?
Yeah.
As kids, my brother Brian and I would do that all the time and see how many push-ups we
could
do.
Is that hard to do?
With clap. Oh, the clapping push-ups? Yeah, the clapping push-ups are hard. Try that. The clapping push-ups are really hard.
Yeah, just don't fall on your face.
Don't hurt yourself.
Yeah, so you call this out, Mace. I can't see it.
Oh, wow.
One.
There, see?
Two.
One.
Three.
he's falling his face.
He's having some problems.
Five.
No, it's not okay.
You can see this all on youtube.com/ESPNLA.
No, the clapping push-ups are hard. Let me see how many I have in me. Yeah, got this stupid thing.
I don't think I could have got to 10. I did.
How many did you end up doing?
I did four. And four.
We have too many friggin' chairs. Okay, so ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. One.
Don't break anything. You tend to break bones when you do stuff like
this. Is he clapping?
I'm passing. You did three.
Yeah.
But three with clapping. I mean, that's still pretty good.
I beat him 4-2.
4-2.
Bergman,
four to two.
Let's go.
Oh, you want to go? Yeah. All right, let's see what I can do.
Lose every bout. Now, you're
young.
Young.
You're 20
so
years
you
younger
be able
than
to
us. All right, so I'll do a little play-by-play here.
All right.
Okay.
One.
One.
Two.
Two.
Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight.
He's going down.
Eight.
That's the final
score. He doubled it up. All right.
Not bad. Eight. Not
clapping
bad.
Push-ups are super hard.
That wasn't that bad.
Here.
Give me a month. I'll take you on again.
Jorge, your turn.
All right, let's go.
Okay, Jorge. Yeah, let's see what Jorge's got.
Here
we go.
No, one, these. Jorge's two, the youngest one here. Three, he's having zero
four,
issues.
Five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. 12.
Yeah. Oh, man. He was just going quick, too.
You win the
prize,
Jorge.
Well, I think that's actually a good strategy to go quick.
Yeah,
I
should have done it quick.
Yeah, no, the clapping push-ups are hard. My brother and I used to have contests to see who could do the most. I think probably he can do more than I can now.
Well, you did two, so I hope so.
I did two.
I mean, we got time for one more. Go ahead, Jorge.
All right, so high school students are forced to retake their SATs test after their test flew off a UPS truck. Now,
oh,
with technology
no.
nowadays, shouldn't these things go digital? These tests?
Yeah,
I think that's ridiculous.
Yeah, this happened in El Paso.
So in other words, you took the test, you did all the studying, you went through the 4 hours or whatever it is, and then they fell off a truck.
They did.
Oh, and that's
now they can't grade them, they can apply for college and stuff like that. I mean,
so now they have to totally retake the test, which is a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Did you take the SAT, John?
I did, but I was already accepted, so I just had to take it. and I was very lucky. I had a basketball game the night before.
Yep.
I was supposed to be there at 8 o'clock. I woke up at my house, and it was 8:10.
Yep.
And I went, I don't think they're going to let me in. I drive over there, and the proctor for the test
yes.
is the scorekeeper for our basketball
oh,
team.
Oh, wow.
So he goes, get in here. He goes, you probably won't finish. And I didn't. Yep. I finished probably 80% of it.
And what was your final score?
Like 950, but it was enough. I just had to take it.
950?
Yeah, without finishing.
Oh, wow.
But I just had to take it. I was already accepted because of my GPA.
What was your, did you do the ACT?
No.
That was the one that's just a number. Did you do that one, Bergman?
I did one or the other.
I didn't do ACT. I did do the SAT. I think I scored like 1170.
Didn't you have some insane SAT score?
Yeah, I had 1475 on my SAT.
Jeez, that's high.
Yeah, no, it's pretty high.
I thought you were stupid.
I am.
Why did you go to Bowling Green?
I've got dumber over time. You know why I went to Bowling Green? Because I had...
Because it was free.
Because I had a full scholarship. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Bobcat.
It's time to go.
Okay.
Bobcat.
Remember this guy, John? Remember this guy from yesterday's show?
Get me to a spaceship and take me back.
Yeah, I was
to
a little mad at you that you didn't play his entire rant. You cut him off.
Well, I've got a surprise.
Okay.
We'll be honest. Play it next.
Well, okay.
The whole thing.
Actually, no. The actual guy.
Oh.
We're going to bring.
Does he know he can't swear?
He knows he can't swear.
Okay.
But he's going to come on the official.
Well, all right, wait a minute. So since people probably didn't hear this, play 1 minute of it.
Get me to a spaceship and take me back to the 80s when we were winning titles and got to 8 of 10 finals. This is dog. This is not acceptable. Quit breaking down. We suck right now. This is unbelievably bad. I'm sick of this. I'm not going to put up with another crappy season. You guys haven't seen enough winning. You guys don't freaking get it. I see 12 titles. This is bullshit.
Okay, so there you get the idea. So, Bergman, I gave you this guy's number. He reached out to me on Twitter. He reached out to you on Twitter.
I love his passion.
It's Mike from OC. Mike from the OC, and we'll try to bring him on here next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.